We're talking Calendar Girls, the musical with David Newell now. And it's rather exclusive, isn't it, David?
It's exclusive in that it's the premiere, the amateur premiere, world premiere, I think we can call it. Luckily we are the first society to perform it, first amateur society after it finished its West End and touring run, which was October of 2019, just before the lockdown.
You've got a few things you need some help with, haven't you?
Yeah. The idea of the director is to festoon the stage with sunflowers. The sunflower is obviously the key emblem of the Calendar Girls and features very predominantly in the musical. And she would like to have locally made sunflowers, because this is very much about a local thing, the Calendar Girls. So important and special that we're doing the premiere in Grassington. So we're looking for sunflowers of any way, shape or form, you know, small ones, big ones, some as big as your head.
As in crocheted or knitted, not real ones?
No, that's correct, yes. we could have a real one if they were available the last week of September. I don't think there'd be too many.
They'll be over by then.
They probably will be. Mm. But yeah, sunflowers, made in whatever art form people want. So if people like the idea of having one of their sunflowers on the stage, they can knit them, they can crochet them, anything that they like. We like the variety of them. Mm. So we're just appealing out there to anyone. It could be youth groups, organisations, anyone that would like to make some sunflowers and drop them off at the Hub in Grassington sometime before, I think we're looking at sometime before about the 15th of September. That would be absolutely fantastic.
And also, you're looking for some help, aren't you, in other ways?
Well, it's help for us, but it's also help for organisations out there in terms of, as I say, the tickets are selling very well, I should say. Mm. We've already sold over 700.
Fantastic.
We expect to sell between 1,000 and 1,500. In fact, the way we're going at the moment, we could sell out the 1,800 tickets that are on sale.
Wow.
So we're producing a nice big A4 glossy brochure to accompany that. We'd expect to sell about 500 of those. Mm-hmm. So it's a perfect opportunity for any companies out there that would like to be a part of the program in terms of advertisement. Mm-hmm. So let us know if you'd like your business to be represented in the brochure. You can contact us via our website, grassingtonplayers.com, mm-hmm. and the contact page, and just say, yeah, I'd like to be included in the program, and we'll contact you. Time is against us, and we are trying to get it all completed by the end of next week. So if you are interested, please let us know in the next few days.
I want to talk to you about something that you've just plonked in front of me in a liquid form.
Yes.
And I want to know what this is that's just clinked. I'm with David Newell, who's from the Grassington Players, and we're talking all things Calendar Girls today, as of course the Calendar Girls musical comes exclusively to Grassington. Is that right?
That's correct. Exclusively in terms of us being the first company to perform Calendar Girls, a musical, since it finished its professional tour in October. Where are we now? 2019.
Just before COVID.
COVID, yeah.
And this production that's happening in Grassington, you've got some really good things going on alongside the actual production for people to buy in the form of, as you may have heard, this clinking little bottle here. This is liquid Yorkshire in a bottle. David, what is it?
It is. Well, there's a central little story in the musical of John Clark, whose death really kicks off the whole Calendar Girls story, and he makes his own drink called Liquid Yorkshire, which I think one of the famous lines is from the girl says, "I've now got something that can clean the shower heads with," which is a bit of a laugh, but just simply means it's quite alcoholic.
Yeah, it's quite strong.
It's quite strong. Now, we're not making anything quite that strong. I think it's still about 40%.
Let's be honest here. This is gin in a bottle.
Gin in a bottle. But this is more than just gin in a bottle. This is Grassington Haymeadow Gin, which is gin infused with some of the local flowers around Grassington. So it's a very unique local flavour. And we have own labelled it and called it Liquid Yorkshire. And it's exclusively been produced for the production. So it is only available right now from Grassington Wine Shop, mm-hmm. and thereafter it'll only be available front of house during the performance.
nice for people to take away.
That's right. We just hope that people buy a bottle, and we hope they don't drink it before the performance in case they fall asleep having drunk a bottle of it. But they have a little bit, they should enjoy it even more. So, yes.
Now, something that's always very close to my heart is a nice bit of chocolate, and I believe there's something of a chocolate flavour happening as well, isn't there?
Well, absolutely. And, of course, what we're looking to do with this, Julian, is to make the experience of the premiere all that bit more different. So, yes, we're producing the gin. And the other thing is a bar of chocolate made up, of course, by Whittaker's of Skipton.
Now, Whittaker's originally produced some little chocolates when the Calendar Girls first happened. They did some little miniatures, didn't they?
They did.
Collector's box.
They did.
And I had them and I kept them, but there came a point where I just had to eat them before they went out of date.
Yes, well, you can do the same with this bar as well. Yes,
because it was such a lovely collectible thing to have.
That's right. And it's unique. You know, we'll produce 500 bars and then that'll be gone. So I'll probably eat about 400 of those. So we'll be selling about 100 from Devance.
You don't want to sell any of those, do you?
Not really, no. No, they're far too nice to sell.
Brilliant. Okay, so we've got gin, we've got chocolate, we've got the production. When's it happening?
The gala night is the 25th of September, but I shouldn't really mention that because we've already sold out on that night, the first night.
Incredible.
Tickets will then be on sale the Monday to the Saturday of the following week. The final night, the Saturday, is already selling out, so I would advise anyone out there to get on to Ticket Source, either directly and put Calendar Girls and Musical, Grassington Players, or via our website, grassingtonplayers.com, or via the hub in Grassington in person. You can buy a ticket. And you will buy a seated, a number
seat. It's the first time you've done this, isn't it, with seated
positions. It is, and it's the way to go, you know. And before, it was kind of you buy your ticket, you queue up in the lobby, then you make a run for it to get the best seats, which wasn't the way to go. It's not very COVID compliant.
I know you're using technology as well, so people could buy their tickets online, and you've got your seat, you know where you're going.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
I'm so looking forward to it, David. One thing you don't know is that a few of us have actually bought some tickets to one of the nights already, so we are coming.
Oh dear. Right. Okay. Then. Yes. Well, I should say congratulations for getting a ticket.
Well, yeah, absolutely. They're selling like hotcakes.
You might end up as one of the lucky ones.
Yeah, indeed. David, I'm so looking forward to the production. Our tickets are on sale at the Hub in Grassington, and the performance is on at the Town Hall. Thank you very much. Good luck. And should we say break a leg?
Oh, you can do. Yes.
Okay, just because it's theatre. Okay, good to talk to you, David.